What we tend to encounter a lot in the DS sphere, even in humble females, are people who wrap their submission and dominance up in religious customs or subcultural practices. I'm not saying that's wrong to do. If that works for you, fine. But what I am saying is that we don't need constructs to legitimize the practice of female submission and male dominance. The dynamic is completely self-fulfilling and self-sustaining in and of itself. Piling a bunch of matrimonial, subcultural, or religious laws onto it is your choice if you like. But it runs the risk of obscuring the intuitive simplicity, the beautiful animal simplicity, of natural female submission and male dominance.